Jager O'Meara joins us online. Great to be able to have a chat with you, Jager. There were only two rotations available to you in the last quarter. Did you blokes out on the field realise the size of the task in front of you?
Yeah, we did. I saw Trent McKenzie do his hammy, and then I knew we didn't have too many left on the bench. So once I saw him do that, I knew we had no one left. So the boys had to dig in deep, and they did that, and we got the win, which is really pleasing.
Jake, what about the support you have now harnessed there? I know Collingwood would have had a lot of support there as well, but I think it's the first sellout for Tricon. You must really feel like you're coming of age there as a team now on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, definitely. I remember in my first year, there wasn't too many people rocking up to games, but now everyone's really getting behind us, and footy's really growing on the Gold Coast, and it's great to see. I think we had 24-7 there yesterday, so yeah, it's really good for us.
Jager, it's Brownie here. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Even the midwife that delivered our baby last week asked me if I could get a Gold Coast Suns tickets for the Collingwood game, so you are getting big down there, mate. So well done. Now, a lot's been talked about, obviously, the midfield, of course, led by Gaz and yourself and Swallow and a lot of guys there. But just as good is the development of your goal-to-goal line, your bigger guys, your big defenders and your big forwards. Can you just talk a little bit about those guys? Obviously, a fair bit's made about Sam Day last night. He's kicked four and Stephen May down back. But just run us through those guys, because I think that's what's going to be integral to your future success, and that's going to make you as a definite top-four team.
Yeah, definitely. The tall boys are really starting to develop nicely. And Tommy Lynch up forward, then we've got Sammy Day and some other boys. And then down back, obviously, Maisie's having a really good year and, could possibly even be in All-Australian form. So the talls are really developing nicely. And as a team, we're starting to place a little bit of consistency. We've still got a lot of work to do, but, yeah, it's nice when the big boys are doing their jobs.
Jagey, you're ready to stand up in that midfield without Gaz? You haven't had to play without him for a period of time. Do you think your young midfield is ready to step up and cover him?
Yeah, I think we're starting to take some steps forward. Obviously, we played a quarter and a half without Gary yesterday, and the boys had to dig deep. But, I think that's where our next challenge is. It's not be too reliant on Gary. And obviously, he's a great player and a great teammate to have, but we can't rely on him too heavily. So, this next week will be to hopefully get the win without him.
Jager, how do you want your footy side to be known in the AFL? I mean, you're new, you can create your own destiny, you can create your own culture. What do you as a group of young players want to be known for?
Probably something that we try and pride ourselves on is winning the contested footy. And we want to be known as a hard team to play against. So, we want to be known as being hard, I guess. I think that's probably something that sticks out for me.
Yeah, well, and most coaches say that you are very hard, and you've been particularly hard this year, and obviously a lot harder at home. What about when you go away? Because obviously you've had a good year, but you need to win more games on the road, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we've won a few games at home, and we're trying to create that as a sort of fortress, but to be a good side, we need to be able to play well away from home as well. So that's a challenge for us, and we're working on that. Obviously, I think we've ticked off a couple of boxes, winning a couple of games away from home, but we need to improve on that again.
Do you expect to play finals, Jager?
I think winning last night definitely helps us, but we've still got a lot of work to do, a few things to improve on, and we'll have a look at the tape from last night and see what we did well. And I don't think we played great footy in the first half, but we stuck at it. And, I was really proud of the way the boys played in the second half, and obviously we didn't have too many rotations in the second half, so to stick at it was really pleasing.
And on that, Jager, there's been so much discussion about the need or otherwise for rotations to be retained and maintained, and yet you blokes survived and you actually won the game. How different was it in a physical and aerobic sense playing out that last half hour?
Yeah, it was pretty tough, mate. It was challenging, definitely in the midfield. We had to rotate forward at times. Obviously, we weren't able to come to the bench. So normally in a game for myself playing in the midfield, I'd probably rotate about eight times, and I think I only rotated three times last night. So I was actually cramping up in the last quarter. It's funny cramping up in round 15, but yeah, I was. So it was tough.
It becomes an interesting discussion point though for the future. Finally, when you got together in the rooms and sang song, was there a sense that this was a pivotal moment in the development of, this team and club?
Yeah, it was a really big win for us, and I'm really proud of the way the boys played. And it was in trying conditions, obviously without the rotations and the skipper going down and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm really proud of the way the boys played and stuck at it and the win.
Well done. It was an epic. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations.
Thanks very much, guys. Cheers.
Jager O'Meara of the Gold Coast Sun.